So if that can happen for me, then what can happen for you? Because 99% of you that are on this call with me right now, you are starting from a much better platform than where I started. I just hope that this is an inspiration to you to say, you know what? Next year excuses. I don't care if you think you're fat, you're ugly, you're stupid, you're a moron, you're crazy, you're uneducated, you don't look right, you don't act right, you don't talk right, you don't have the right personality, you have a bad past, you have a good past. I don't care what your excuses are. That if this homeless cocktail waitress can bootstrap it, so can you. I'm going to give you a long list of things to focus on to become awesome at recruiting, and then I'm going to actually demonstrate. And John, I'm going to use you as the guinea pig. I'm going to role play with you on the phone.
Okay.
If that's okay. Everybody write this down. Here's number one, is that you've got to check your attitude, body language, and authority. And that is number one. That's not one through three. Attitude, body language, and authority. This is everything. Now, I'm a mom, but even before I was a mom, I had learned that I needed to step up with the kind of authority that was kind of a commanding authority. I'm not talking about a dictator or anything like that. What I am talking about is that you don't take no for an answer, or you don't mess with me. And it's not an arrogance. You can be very sweet, very cordial, very kind, very gentle, very caring, and still have an authority that says, don't mess with me. My husband's grandfather is that way. He never speaks. But man, he just has this authority. You're just not going to cross-examine the guy. And that's the kind of authority that you want when you get on the phone. You say, well, Danny, I don't have that kind of authority. You know what? This is where you have to put it on, just like you put on your pants today. Because if I would have got on the phone with the authority of a homeless cocktail waitress, how far would I have gotten? I wouldn't have gotten far at all. That's the reality. If I put on the attitude of that homeless waitress, if my body language was I'm $35,000 in debt and 50 pounds overweight, hello, how far would I have gotten? By the way, I had a 90% closing ratio that very first time on the phone with cold leads. You have to put it on. Something has to switch for you. So your attitude and your authority has to be this, that you are running a multi-million-dollar empire. Don't you realize that's what you're building? You are building a multi-million-dollar empire. The way I saw this business after that first seminar was this, that I was no different than the CEO of IBM. That I was building a multi-million-dollar empire. I had my product developers. I had my executive staff. Think about it. That's what you got when you signed up. You bought an executive staff, you bought product developers, you bought legal counsel, you bought graphic designers, you bought web designers, you bought IT departments, you bought huge sprawling offices and sprawling thousands and thousands of feet of manufacturing, you bought growers. That's what you got when you paid that ridiculous, small, stupid fee when you started your network marketing business. And really, what we get for what we paid for, it doesn't even come close to adding up. But man, that clicked with me. I went, oh, okay, I'm in business. I'm a business developer. I'm not a salesperson, and that's what you have to realize. You got to cross over and have that authority of a CEO, of the founder of a company, because you are building a multi-million-dollar enterprise, and you have contracted in these people to help you build this multi-million-dollar empire. That's number one. That has to happen. If you have a challenge there, you need to come and see me in First Steps to Success. Number two, you have to decide what you're looking for, and I want you to imagine, could you imagine Bill Gates, just imagine for 1 second, Bill Gates, hiring. He's doing interviews. Could you imagine Bill Gates saying, please, please, please come. Please, I'm doing a meeting, and it's at 7 o'clock, and will you please, you'll be really excited about it. Wait till you see, I'm going to build this incredible billion-dollar enterprise. It's going to be so fun, and you, please, you're going to show, right? Are you sure? Yeah? Oh, okay. Come on, it would never happen in a million years. Would Bill Gates offer to pay for someone's gas? No. Would Bill Gates beg somebody to get on a conference call? No, then neither should you. Neither should you. You are looking for people with desire, not people with excuses, not whiners. You're looking for people who want to do extraordinary things with their life. You're looking for people who are sick and tired of being sick and tired. People who are just downright tired of going to the grocery store looking at two cans of beans, one for 39 cents, one for 41, and guess what they pick? Yeah, we know. Why? To save a couple pennies. You're looking for people who are disgusted, just sick of it, tired of mediocrity, tired of the bill collectors, tired of living in a house that's too small, tired of driving cars that keep breaking down, tired of a nagging wife because you can't go buy what she wants, sick and tired of not being able to support his family the way that he desires to. That's what you're looking for. You're looking for desire, looking for someone who wants to go to work, not for someone you have to beg to go to work. And so could you imagine, listen, If somebody called you, and you, let's say you are a CEO or you're a Bill Gates, right? Somebody calls you and this is what they say. You know, I really don't know. I just can't afford the gas to come down and check it out. Hello, next? And yet we get challenged by those people and we want to convince them that they need to do this. No, they need a normal J-O-B. They don't have what it takes to go out and build a dynasty, to build an empire, to get themselves out of debt. That kind of a person has a hip in their step. They have a glide in their stride. They are upbeat, and they're like, let's go. Let's do something. Let's make something happen.